Thanks a lot for the help there. Got K2IRT.
New York City Transit Radio Amateur Radio Club.
KB2YZX.
Charlie, how you doing? WB2YZX, you got the K2IRT group. I just heard from Steve, WB2FBR. He called me on the landline a few minutes ago. He'll be out here in a couple of minutes. Do we have anybody else from the K2IRT group tonight? I'm going to try to check in, didn't make sure to repeat it. Try one more again, please. K2IRT group, you're not making the repeater. You can just change your location, or if you're on a handheld, go outside. Maybe we'll be able to copy you there. Let's see what Charlie has to say. WB2YZX. Come on in, Charlie. How you doing?
Hi, Lowy. Good evening. Dennis checked in there also. I don't know if you noticed. Good evening, Dennis, and a couple of us so far. Not much to want to send. Actually, I just woke up, so I'm a little disoriented. Rough day at the salt mines. Back to you, Lobby.
All right, WB2YZX. I just woke up and I just walked into the house barely 10 minutes ago. I choked on a family and ran right upstairs here. We had an interesting day today. Come on in, Dennis, to make one. WB2YZX for the K2YZX.
Hey, Lobby, I don't know if you're talking to me or not, but I was just going to say, can we hear, I wanted to remote, take care of something, and put me down on the roster, and I'll be listening. The W2AAZ or the K2IRT net, this is a 2KIN.
Alright, Dennis, I hear you loud and clear. You're coming in quite nicely tonight there. I want to welcome everybody to the K2IRT group, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. Heard this time every week, well, pretty much every week, at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock for a general chat. The members of the K2IRT group and anyone else who'd like to check in and join in the fun. Just got back in the house myself, as I said. Been running around all day today, and I'm enjoying this. First time I had a chance to really sit down, put my feet up, and enjoy. So we'll see what happens today. Next week, if one of the gang wants to pick it up, I'm not going to be in New York. Well, at least not in the New York City, New York area. A bunch of the guys from the 1721 group on 160 meters. 75 people in all are going to be meeting upstate New York near Watertown, Alexandria Bay. And I'll be in the middle of that brouhaha. Have a nice week and a weekend party up there. Get away from the city. You know, kiss summer goodbye in the city here. Let me sit back for a second, see if anyone else wants to check in, and we'll start the roundup. This is the K2IRT group. KC2SYH, come on in and make one. How you doing today?
Doing good there, Lobby. Good evening to the net there. I just wanted to say, for now, if anybody interested, the conductor test is out. You have to register from, I think registration, it's this month, it's on now. I think it ends September 24th, I believe. I'm not sure on that.
25th or 24th, maybe the 23rd, I'm not sure. And the test is going to be held for December 6th, and I believe it's going to be on a Sunday. Just wanted to drop it in there if anybody's interested.
I definitely, if anyone is interested in becoming a conductor in the New York City Transit there, get on the www.mtainfo, www.mtainfo there, and they've got all the sign-up data and the information for the upcoming test. Oh, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. We're trying to get a bunch of good guys there working in the transit, especially on ham radio working in the transit. Works extremely well when they have their handhelds working up on the elevator structure. All right, let me see if anyone else wants to check in, then we'll turn it over to Charlie one more time if anyone wants to check in and be part of tonight's activities. Come on by. WB2YZX and see what's happening on his side of the island. Come on in, Charlie.
Check in.
Never doesn't check in. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. Yeah, okay, very good. Hello to Phil, hello to Dennis and this other station. And what am I doing over here? Not too much, just kind of playing with my computer a bit. New software, playing with my digital modes as usual. I don't pick up the mic too much. Actually, this is the first time in quite a while I've picked up the mic, so excuse me if I get a little tongue-tied here. What was I going to say? I don't remember. Well, we had a pretty good meeting last week, I think, and a nice turnout. And I put that new guy Andy on the list. I know he's here on Staten Island. I'm going to want to put him in contact with some of the clubs over here, and hopefully he'll get on the air. So it's encouraging that we got new people getting into the hobby. So I just wish him all the luck. Over to you, Lobby, and there is another check-in.
All right, Charlie, it sounds good. Yeah, we're growing. Matter of fact, there's an XYL that contacted me from Seagate out in Coney Island area that found out about us through ARRL, and she's a relatively new ham. She's a tech right now. And she was looking for help, some suggestions on buying equipment and setting up a station. So we've been sending a few emails back and forth. And she's more than welcome to become part of the group here. I don't have my computer up, so I'm very poor remembering call letters. Heck, I can't even remember my own name, so.
Again, everybody is more than welcome to come in and join us, believe me.
That new check-in, come on in now.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I was on the other machine, so it was letting me know I was breaking up. Audio was too loud. Whiskey 2, Golf, Oscar, Delta, W2, G-O-D, from Queens. Name is Steve. Just checking in, supporting the net. Thanks again, Phil.
All right, Steve. How you doing out there? Come on in to make one. Where are you in Queens?
I'm over in Glendale, and I know from the net, I heard it through Phil that this net's usually on, so I just want to check in and give my support.
I tell you, Steve, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome here. Yeah, usually we're heard every Thursday night for about an hour, just to have a general chat to see what's going on, unless we have the monthly face-to-face meetings. And as Charlie said, we all got together from the K2IRT group at the Power Control Center last week. And we had a good meeting, a very, very good meeting. On top of that, we even had a chance to watch one of the DX expeditions there in the ocean. And it was a great show there. It's amazing what people go through to get onto ham radio. It makes me feel like I'm a part of it when I have to run out to Gateway National Park, runway 24, to run my 40 meters every weekend. So with that, let's turn it over to Kim, N2KIN. Come on, make one, N2KIN.
Jump out.
Ah, all right. I was just curious to see. I thought that was him kicking the repeater. Bless Charlie. I was doing employee interviews all day today. And I took a bit of a break, and I tried to look up the K2IRT group on 10, and I saw it wasn't there. As I said, I remember Dennis last week was talking about upgrading it there. He probably pulled it, or somebody else pulled it to make some changes there, to put the new photographs and the new text in there. Go ahead.
Well, I was there the other day, and the old photographs were in there, but the Titanic photo of me on the roof, that was still there, and I was being ridiculed by some of my fellow employees with that picture. But yesterday and the day before was still on, but we'll see what happens anyway. And over to you.
WB2YZX, the K2IRT group. Yeah, unless they moved it, because usually it was under the leisure activities in 10s, and that section was gone, at least for my computer. But like everything else with our computers at the Power Control Center, each one of them speak with a fourth tongue, and a lot of information goes missing. But, as I said, going to be taking a nice ride upstate New York to Alexandria Bay, north of Watertown, right on the Canadian border.
and guys are going to get together. And what's amazing is I spoke to Tom, KCAQGJ, who's running this thing, and we have 75 people so far checking in. And even your friend, WA2NDA, is going to be up there. So if anyone of the K2IRT group wants any information, try to get me via the internet or just give me a phone call there. And I'll tell you all the details of what's going to be happening next week. Normally I don't take a summer vacation, but I wait till Dayton and after summer to do this. And this is a chance for me now to finally sit back, take the shoes off, stick them in the water, and take it nice and easy there. All right, Dennis is on the side. Let's go to KC2SYH, see what Phil has to say. Come on in, Phil.
Yeah, KC2SYH, and I'm much just listening on the side here. I'll pass it over back to you, Lovie, and pass it over to whoever gets in next. I'll be listening here on the side. And good evening to the, the newest station that checked in was W2GOD, so good evening to you over there. And back over to you, Lovie. KC2SYH.
All right, Phil, KC2SYH, K2IRT, man. Well, as I said, it's always good to talk to the gang here, be it in person or on radio. Doing a lot of work running around in the background. I made the announcement last week that my friend W3KY, myself, and others are going to get together. And on October 2nd, we're going to do a 40-meter and 20-meter special event from the deck of the USS Intrepid as we bring it up the Hudson River. We're just working out the details now. Apparently they have some battery-powered rigs and the like that we're going to be operating on. And I think the 40-meter frequency is 7.243. And the 20-meter frequency, we're trying for 14,253. Again, that's 14,253. So on October 2nd, happens to be near the radio and wants to check in, that would be part of the celebration of us bringing the Intrepid back to New York City. I know today we had the memorial for September 11th, and today is a solemn day for that. But we expect to have a bit of a ceremony in front of the Statue of Liberty and our own memorial service as we pass the World Trade Center out there. So again, if any of the gang is on 40 or 20 meters, just feel free to check in with the Intrepid gang there on the flight deck. So with that, let's turn it over to W2GOD and see what Steve has to say. You got the K2IRT group. W2GOD, it's all yours.
Check in, KC2MHY, Brooklyn, New York.
Steve isn't there, but MHY, I do it, come on in.
Check in with the KC, I think it's KC2IRT group, or K2IRT, something there like that. I just want to get it in to say good evening. Like to know how you people doing, what's going on, and you sounded good. I just want to check into the net. I'm bringing my mother in from church, and I'm headed towards home, and had a pretty busy day at the salt mine. This is KC2MHY Mobile Brooklyn, over.
Hi, I'm at Squire, if I'm not mistaken, this is Kevin. We got Bob out here, WA2AXE, for the K2IRT group. It's always great to have you aboard there. How's everything going on your side?
Check I'm doing fine. I think I spoke to you on 20 meters. I'm pretty sure I did. Because the call sounds familiar, and I think I made the hookup with you at 40 meters there. And I have you down in my logbook there somewhere. Over.
We speak up meters, but when we went down to the Ham Fest, I'm trying to remember which Ham Fest we went to there. You and I were across the room waving. That's about it. Hey, we got close, Kevin, no matter what. But it's always great to hear you there. Just say hi to your mom there for us and give her our good wishes, guys.
Okay, you said our good wishes back there because he definitely hear you in the mobile. Hey, that's for sure. Okay, listen, I'm not going to tie it up there, but maybe somebody else want to check in and I'm going to concentrate on my driving. So look, I'll say 73, you take care, and you definitely have a pleasant good evening over there. This is KC2MHY Mobile. I'll be on the side monitoring. Over.
Very good, Kevin. Very good. Good to speak to you again there. Just be safe driving. And we'll come back from time to time to say hello. Once again, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting here Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about anything from ham radio to whatever you happen to throw on the table there. And, of course, you don't have to be a member of New York City Transit to join in the group here. So if anyone else would like to check in, come on in now. Charlie, we're getting two quiet nights here. I'm going to have to stir up a little more interest there with the gang. Going to get more people with these two-meter grids together. I was with Andy today, KF2WR, and he was supposed to try to check in tonight there. We'll have to see what happens if he gets the home QTH. We had a late day, too. Matter of fact, all of us are having too late of a day. So back at the top of the list, WD2YZX.
Agreed to CDL.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, we got WA2CDL in there. And good evening, Kevin, and CDL, I think I know your name. But whatever. Oh, yeah, Lobi, the reason you can't find the site on the TANS is because it's no longer under leisure activities. It's under professional organizations. And I don't know why they put an amateur club under professional organization, but that's where we are anyway. And I think somebody brought that up when I think maybe the meeting you missed when you were at Dayton or whatever. But that's where it is. We're still on there. And I like that email you sent me last morning about that inverter made by Duracell with, I think, a 24 amp hour battery and 850 watt inverter. We got a radio in it and all kinds of that. That was pretty cool. I had bought something similar not long ago, and I've been I keep it on the side here. I can power my rig very well for for emergency emergency situations. But I like that one. That was pretty good. That was the Swiss Army knife of inverters, I think. I want to get one of those. So over to you, Lobi, and throw it over to the other station. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Charlie, WB2YZX and the K2IRT group there. Yeah, I got that notice from K1LRB up in Massachusetts. He's part of the 72 Rancher group. And a couple of the ranchers were interested in what we thought of it. And after reading the article and looking at it, my only thing was that they had the radio plugged into the 12-volt section. And they were operating on that. What I would like to do is, if we can get one of those things, let's do a test with like an ASU 857 or an 897, some rig that normally takes anywhere between 20 to 23 amps of DC, along with another rig that can run on AC and check the voltage drops. Because I know a lot of these power supplies, they work great for a few minutes, but the rigs are very voltage sensitive, and especially on the ASU 857. Once the voltage falls down to 11.3 volts, according to the catalog, and personal use too, when I'm out in the car with the ASU, once the voltage drops down, half your power goes with it. And then as time goes on, the radio is just a receiver and not a transmitter. So we'll see what happens. We'll give it a go. We'll give it a go. But it does seem to be, from what I've been looking at the specs, to be a very nice power supply in an emergency. Let's turn it over to WA2CDL now and see what he has to say. Come on in.
Fine, Lobie. How you doing? Name is Andy, Abel Nancy Delta Yankee. And just say hello. I'm in the car, but I'm only a few blocks from touchdown, so I won't be on very long, just actually 2 or 3 minutes, maybe at the most. And yeah, I'll be down your way I'll be down your way tomorrow. I gotta go to the other side of the building and check a couple of things out. So if you're going to be around, maybe I'll say hello sometime tomorrow from the office. Just to let you know that. And don't get a chance really to get on that often on your net. Although I'll make it my business to do so, since now as the summer's winding down, I've been pretty busy in the evenings. But now things are going to get back to normal, so maybe I'll come in more often to say hello to you guys. Alright, I'm almost where I have to be, so let me give it back to you, and maybe I'll see you tomorrow if you're going to be around. WACCDL Mobile, have a good one.
Alright, Andy, you know my door is always open. You know I'm up on the power operations floor. So just give a shot and we'll open up the doors for you there. Just curious if you're still doing any more of that field work at 50th Street for that radio system, good?
Yes, I am. Although it's been a while. I haven't been down there in a while. But it's ongoing. The project's still going. Tomorrow I got to go over to the RCC. We're going to be... I think I'm going there. It depends on the phone call that I get. I'm going to be doing some testing. So I'll let you know. If I come down, I'll stop in. And I'll be with Felix from my office. I think you know he knows you. I can't pronounce his last name, but I'll be with him. See you later. I'm in the driveway. Take care. W2CDL.
All right, Andy, be good, and again, just knock on the door, we'll have a cup of coffee and a chat there. All right, we'll clear with WB2CDL, and again, this is the K2IRT Transit Radio Group there. If anyone else wants to check in at this time, come on in. Not hearing anything, we'll go down the list again. N2KIN, see if Dennis is still out there. N2KIN, nothing heard from Dennis. We'll see if Phil has anything to add to tonight's fun and games here. KC2SYH, Phil, come on in and make one. We got the K2IRT group. Once more. It sounds like you were stepped on a bit. don't know if that was you, Phil, or not. It sounds like a touch tone keypad being hit out there. But we'll get around to you again. Hopefully we'll be able to get you in here. The CSW2 GOD is still with us. Steve, you're still on the frequency. Getting a little sparse out here this week. Let's see if Kevin is at the home QTH by now. KC2MHY. Are you still with us, Kevin?
Yes, I am. KC2MHY. I was telling my mother, look like everybody that skip. Here you go down the line. Nobody's not coming back. I didn't know what really basically happened. I'm just over here monitoring in the mobile. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I love this ICOM 208H. I bought it a couple years, and I never had a problem with it. It's a very good radio for the mobile, and I really like it. It's one of the better dual-banders that I bought really in a long time, besides the Yaesu 7800R, which I run up in the house. Hey, but I'm almost at my destination, so I'm just about to go 73 in a few minutes. This is
KC2MHY
Mobile.
I can't tell you, that ICOM rig is doing it a good amount. Smaller rig, a tiny mobile rig?
Good size, a mobile radio. I wouldn't say real tiny, but, you know, it's a nice size mobile radio. I like it, though. I spent over, I think it was 300 and something bucks there for this radio. I think it was $337 was the price that I bought for this radio. It was around maybe 4 or 5 years ago, maybe even longer than that, when I bought this radio. I got it from HRO. And I got it, I got it exactly June the 8th. It was Brooklyn Day, and I had it off from the job, and the guy ordered it on Brooklyn. It came to my house on Brooklyn Day, and boy, I love it there. Over.
KB2VEQ Val out there. Well, Kevin, it's doing the job. I'm using an ICOM mobile rig here at the home QTH, the ICOM 3200A, and it seems to be doing the job quite well. I've got the regular ICOM radios and the such there, but I've got this one mounted under the counter. And it's small enough that it really does the job. Unfortunately, like all these modern radios, if you lose the instruction book, you'll never figure out how to program the thing. It's got so many programs and sub-programs and buttons that I know from time to time, if I hit the wrong button, I go out into oblivion. Go ahead.
Well, with this one, if I hit the wrong button, all I gotta do is hit the memory button, and it'll definitely come back in. And that's what I like about this radio. And it's an easy radio. As a matter of fact, it's supposed to be the first radio I got. Hey, but when me and Ray W2EA with radio shopping, we happened to get the 7800R, which is a good radio too. I do run that up in my house. It's a very excellent dual band radio. Okay, listen, I'm just about to park. I'm about to get upstairs. I'm trying to look for a place to park. Wow, man, difficult tonight. Everybody's definitely up in here. So look, I'm going to say 73, and you have a good one. This is KC2MHY Mobile. Over.
Kevin, you have a great night. Good luck finding a parking space. The good mayor for the alternate side of the street parking there. And we'll catch you again, Kev. Be good and be well. With that, we'll turn it over to Val, KB2VEQ. How you doing, Val? Come on in.
I'm doing well, Louie, and hope you are also. I had a little difficulty this evening trying to get on. I finally figured out what I had or didn't do. Something happened, and I had to reset the radio, so it took a few minutes. I was giving a shout out there to you when you opened it up, but I couldn't get through, so finally I put the duplex on and finally got it working. So those things happen. What can I tell you? It gets a little frustrating, bro, because you think you got it all set up ready and you push the button and nothing happens. I can hear you clearly, but you couldn't hear me, so something has to be wrong. I straightened that out and got into you before you got out of there. I just want to say hello to everybody on the K2RTNet, and I'll turn it back over to you, Bobby.
You're still using the 746, right?
Affirmative, using the 746 Pro. Gets out nice and clear, and you know, usually no problem with it. So just every now and then I'll hit a button or something like that accidentally and throw myself off, and it take me a few minutes to get it back, but we got it back in there, and I hope it's sounding pretty good. Back over to you. This is KB2VEQ.
I know what you mean, Val. I've got this 756 Pro 2 over here, and I try to keep the keypad locked at all times, because every time I go fiddling around trying to do the passband or some tuning, I send this thing off to a foreign frequency, never to come back again. You know, Kevin has his memory set up, and I had a couple of memories set up on this thing, too. But every once in a while, I don't use it that much to really use all these push buttons there. You don't remember all the goodies that you have to press, and it really is frustrating at times. Like my Yaesu in the car, the 857D. Now, I'm going to be heading upstate New York next Wednesday for a nice week of fun and games. And I know the Watertown repeaters, I think it's 146.2 or 147.200. Got this thing over here. I'll see what it says. Yeah, 147.255. Now, I know somewhere in the ASU it's programmed. Of course, I programmed it in maybe 2 years ago when I first started going up there. But for the life of me, unless I get the instruction book out, I know I'm never going to find it, guys.
That's one of those things that I think everybody endures. If you have to work for a living and don't have a lot of time, you just have to go for the basics, and then you know, when you get a chance, figure it out and work on it. But you know, now that I have a little time on my hand, I'll start working on that. I don't have much time on my hand because all of the things that I neglected in and around the house, I'm starting to catch up on. Well, not really catch up. I'm starting to do them and work on them. So not quite there yet, but I'll get there pretty soon and get the ins and outs on this thing. And I still have to set up the 160. I have a mag base that it actually screws right in. But you had some other lines on there, on yours, but if this is a mag mount, I don't think we need it actually to get 160, right?
Well, the only thing you need is to run a good ground to the frame up there, and then when you have the ground in your house there, that acts as a nice counterpoise, and it does the job quite nicely then. Yeah, I'm just using, I'm using the type of mount that they put on an 18-wheeler mirror mount. The CBers use it for the recreational vehicles and all. But I've got this 160-meter hamstick on there, and it's worked out quite well. I'm on pretty much every night with Tom and the gang. So once it's tuned to the frequency you're really interested in, you'll get on the air without a problem, good.
Roger. You guys are, what, 1872 or something like that?
1871, 1872. Everything depends on conditions and who's ever on the adjacent channel event. So usually after 8 o'clock at night, you'll find the gang up there yakking away.
dispatch of that. I have to do a low ground on the base of that and see how that works out. I'll hook it up soon. I may need some more cables, so I may have to order some more. But other than that, I should be on pretty soon. KB2VQ, back over to you, Lobi, the K2RT net.
Alright, KB2VEQ, K2IRT. I tell you, last weekend when we had the threat of this heavy high winds coming in, we were all scratching our heads wondering if that tower would be standing at Hamels, because we put that TA-33 Mosley tri-bander up there, and it survived the wind, it survived the rain. I also went on my roof and I took my vertical down. It was nothing more than unclamping the guy wires and doing a couple of pipe clamps, and I threw the thing down on the roof. I was thinking of putting it back this week, but I'm having second thoughts, because I'm going to probably go up on the roof and put that silver roof coating up first. And then when I get back from upstate New York, then I'll reassemble the antenna again. Maybe I'll just say the heck with it and if that new Mosley decides to come in, I'll throw that thing.
Forgive me for yawning, guys.
I've been rolling around since 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's starting to catch up with me. With that, we'll go to the top of the list. Let's pause for a few moments here. If anyone else wants to check in to the K2IRT net, come on in.
W28Z, 1K2IRT net, and 20QA.
I got Neville there. How you doing, Neville? Come on.
Hey. All right. Hello, everyone in the net. And I heard KB2BQ and Lobi. Got to the radio a few minutes ago. Was just there for the $6 button. That's interesting. But everything is nice and quiet. Over to you, Lobi. And to all QA.
We're going to have to find out where Andy ran his antenna wire there and put a PL-259 and an 8X connection by every desk now, because God knows where you're going to be. I'm just curious, are you downstairs on the mobile antenna?
Roger that. Yeah, Lobi, I'm downstairs. I said, you know, make a quick run, but I'm back, so nothing serious. So let me, you know, take a few minutes to say hello to the big young K2IRT net. It's a privilege and an honor to check in. So, you know, I'm going to probably be in and out, but so I'm here, so I'm downstairs. And to all QA.
We'll let the repeater do its ID in there. Great for checking in today. As I said, all of us, you, me, and everyone else, have done one heck of a long day. Sorry I haven't heard from Andy today, but soon enough, yeah. Let's go to the top of the list one more time and see what Charlie is up to in the beautiful island of Staten. WD2YZX. Hey, Charlie, just curious. Where is the Staten Island home port in your neck of the woods?
K2AXZ WB2YZX. Well, that would be Stapleton, right around the area where the Intrepid is right now. I don't know that there is a home port anymore. Once upon a time, that was slated to be a big naval facility, if you will, and they started building bars galore on the main drag in that area in hopes of attracting a lot of business, but that didn't quite pan out, and it's kind of become a ghost town over there, you might say, but You're familiar with Stapleton. It's maybe a couple of miles from the ferry going toward the Verrazano Bridge.
As I said, I just have to figure out how to get there. I may just take a weekend jaunt over there to see what's going on, because the gang has to be there like 8 o'clock in the morning, get on board, get ready for the cast off. They'll be leaving about 11 in the morning, so I got to scope the place out and figure out how to get back and forth over there. And it's going to be a fun day. It's going to be a fun day, and again, for everybody on 2 meters and K2IRT, and I've passed the word along to the rest of the groups, as well as the ARRL and QRZ were notified. We're going to play it up big and just have a little fun that day. It's going to be a busy week for me because I've got the Intrepid on Thursday. On Saturday, we have the Open House New York, and we do the museum tours at the old powerhouse in Brooklyn. And then Sunday, we're doing Atlantic Antic. They're closing off Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. And we're dragging out all the old buses and cars and my old auto car truck, the 1936 Fest truck. And we're going to be putting it on display right on Atlantic and Borum over there. So, again, for anybody listening, if anyone wants any information of the upcoming events, definitely check the website, www.mta.info. Again, www.mta.info. Hook into the Transit Museum site there and find a lot of good goings-on going over there. So let's go down the list and see if Dennis has returned. N2KIN, come on. N2KIN, come on in. Yeah, nothing heard on Dennis. Let's see if KC2SYH has anything to say. Come on in, Phil. SYH, come on in, Phil. From Phil, we'll try Steve one more time, W2GOD, and see if Steve is still with us. As we say on 40 meters, they're dropping like flies. Kevin's at his home, QTH, we'll just see if he's still out there, KC2MHY, Kevin. Looks like we're at the bare bones here. We just have Val, Neville, Charlie, and myself. So let's see how the retiree is going. Hey, Val, by the way, this Tuesday at 5 o'clock, the old-timers crew is getting together at Harry O's. That's at 120 Livingston Street. Again, Charlie, Val, Neville, anybody who wants to be part of it. The group is meeting at 120 Livingston, Harry O's, and you guys are more than welcome to come in and join us there. Val, it's all yours. It's yours. KD2Z is here.
Roger. This is KB2VEQ. Yeah, I was stationed over there at Homeport, Staten Island, many years ago. I retired from Navy Reserve in 93. And basically, I was go over the Verrazano Bridge and stay in the right-hand lane. And as soon as you can get off, take the roads on the right, go down to the end, and take it to the left. And if you go to the right, you'll be at
Port Wadsworth. If you go to the left, you just keep down. It's about a mile, mile and a half away. You'll pass the yard, the Staten Island train yard barn there, and the layup yard, and it's about another three or four blocks on the other side of that. You'll be right along the water line. And I don't know exactly which gate is open there, but that's the last gate coming from that direction. But it may be the first gate, which you'll have to go down another four or five blocks and probably let you in over there. At Homeport Staten Island, that's the summer building. I'm not sure exactly which building they're going to let you, where you're going, or if you're supposed to meet on the pier or something like that. But, yeah, that's over there, as Charlie said, in Stapleton. Well, good luck on that. And Tuesday at 5, Harry O's. Okay, Gold Timers, I got you on that one. This is KB2VEQ. Back over to you, Lovey, and the K2RTNet.
Thanks a lot, KB2VEQ. Got the K2IRT group there. Yeah, we tried to get the gang together. It was one heck of a wrangling we had to do between myself and W3KUI and the others. The Coast Guard, when they move that, really don't want anybody to stand on deck. So they have a select few people that are going to be up there in the dress uniforms there at the rail, and me and Norm and a couple others will be up on the flight deck with the table with the radios doing our thing, and we'll report on the get-go, see what's going on there. And even though it's not, it's going to be during the daytime, and we will get a few contacts. And of course, during the week, there's not much activity. It's just the honor and the fun of being up there to bring the old girl back into Manhattan. Yeah, that'll be something to see. Let's turn it over to Neville again, N2OQA. Come on in, Neville. It's all yours, the K2IRT group.
Okay, very good, very good. N2OQA. Okay, yeah, that sounds like fun. You know, I'm always amazed by both, you know, submarines, planes, radios. So that's good. Okay, you're Charlie Mayer, Val, and everyone sounds good. Again, those icon radios, very good. Not much going on over here, so I'm going to just turn it over.
Alright, now N2OQA, the K2IRT group. Yeah, as me said, the magic word too, submarines. They're going to have the USS Growler like a reunion and a special event this coming springtime. That's the submarine that they parked next to the Intrepid in Midtown Manhattan. So there too, we're going to get a bunch of people together. I think, Neville, you remember Gino, who's on 40 meters. Gino, W-O, just call again. I'll remember it. As I said, I'm miserable with remembering calls, but Gino is an ex-World War II submariner there, and I gave him the information about that on the queue the other day, and we're going to get a couple of the 72 crew members who were in the submarine service down there. So I like getting people involved. Have a little fun along the way. Well, look, I'm looking at the clock. It's getting toward the top of the hour. My bones are worn out from all the running around and the talking I had to do today. Neville knows that more than anyone else, but let's turn it over to Charlie one more time. See if has anything to add to the group here. WB2YZX, come on in, Charlie. It's all yours.
K2AXZ, WB2YZX, hello to Val and hello to Neville. And, yeah, love, you were talking about the manual for your rig. I think you were referring to your FT8 4757, whatever it is.
We can usually download those from the website. In fact, I keep on my computer every single manual for every piece of equipment I own in case I have to refer to it sometimes, which I have to do frequently with all these memories and menus and all that kind of stuff. So if you ever need a manual, it's very easy to come up with. And, yeah, I'm just noticing, today's 9/11, this is the fourth anniversary of our special event, when we did that at Hamels Y, and I still have the log sheets here. What I'm doing little by little is I'm entering them into a logging program. I have a master logging program for K2IRT, so if you still have those log sheets from the last special event at Marine Park, maybe you can send them over. And I'll input them in also. So we got about, I guess, over 4,000 contacts at this, in this log. Going back to 2004, we have all the field days and the VHF contests. And then, little by little, I want to get it all in there. So don't ask me why I want to do this, but I want to do it. I think it's a good thing to have. So that's it for me, 73 to everyone else. I'll just be on the side. WA2AXZWB2YZX.
WB2YZX to K2IRT. Yeah, Charlie, just remind me, send me an email, and I'll scan them in, and I'll get them to you there. As I said, we had a handful of certificates issued. If it's about two dozen, that was a lot there. Same thing for the Labor Day, what we did with the ranchers, that we had so many hundreds of people check in, yet I think the guys are starting to get away from certificates and the wall displays now. I think everyone's been collecting these for so many years that they're getting a little tired with it. But, hey, listen, as long as I have a computer and a print to print them, away I go. It'll give me something to do. All right, Charlie, look, you have a great night. And, again, if you need anything, I will be... Excuse me. Oh, give me for you one of them. Oh, starting to catch up to me. I'll be up in the office tomorrow morning if anyone wants to contact me or say anything. Let's give it over to Val, KV2VEQ, and then we'll go to Neville. And then we'll put a lid on for another great Thursday night. KV2VEQ, Val, what's all yours?
Okay. Hello, Double, and hello, Lobie. And didn't have much else to add, so I'm just going to say 73, and once again, great chewing the rag with you guys on another, what is it, Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening, and K2RTNet. So once again, 73 to one and all, and I'm going to KB2VQ, clear.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for joining us tonight. Again, if any of the gang wants to be at that old-timers meeting at Harry O's Tuesday at 5 o'clock, come on down. You got good food, good beer, and good company over there. I'll talk to Wally and the rest of the gang there and see if they want to come in and be part of it, too. With that, we'll give it over to Neville, and then we'll finally say 73s and a fine thank you. And to OQA, you got the K2IRT group.
Okay, very well, K2IRT group. That's all good. If I'm not working there, that's all like a train. I could take the train down, get the train back up. And, nothing much to add. So, it's a wonderful net. I really enjoyed it. Glad I get into here. So, I'm going to say 73, Val, Lobie, Charlie, and everyone else who's listening. Have a wonderful evening. Night is still young. And 73, over to you, Lobie, Lobie, to HD, K2IRT Group, and to OQA.
Thank you. zulu@arrl.net, and we'll be able to answer your questions there and give you more information about the group there. They're working on the website for the regular internet. That should be online very shortly, and you get a chance to see K2IRT in its full glory. I'm going to sit back if anyone else has anything else to add. If not, again, we'll turn it over to the fine people of this repeater, thanking everybody for allowing us to use it for this hour. We've got the K2IRT standing by.
Okay, perfect, wonderful, thank you.
A little station in there. Come on in. Hey, whoever's trying to come in, you're just barely making the repeater, but you're more than welcome to come in any time to the K2IRT group.
Thanks a lot. I know I'm not making a repeater, but good evening to you.
Good evening to you and everybody else. Guys, again, thanks for being part of K2IRT. We'll continue up on 160 meters at 1.871. Got a good group of guys for those who can get up to 160. 73 Stowall from WA2AIG and the K2IRT.